It relates to the background of this mayor of Milan incident, you know, and some funny. Did Arthur ever tell you about it?
I don't know. He's told me about so many, but I don't.
Well, apparently Douglas, in his capacity as an officer of this Fund for Democratic Institutions, Bob Hutchins' outfit, was responsible for this guy, this Italian mayor, talking with Ho Chi Minh. And that was the background of that whole thing. Bill thinks that he could get to see Ho Chi Minh on a very informal basis. I don't know, and you'd have to make your own appraisal of it, but he's going to be over to this dinner tonight. And I wanted to say to you that if you get an opportunity to have a private talk with him for a few minutes, it might be interesting to get the background of that thing and to see whether there's any possibility in Bill's undertaking an informal, non-official mission. The reason that I bring this up really is that a long time ago you asked me what I thought about the possibility of having Bill intervene in this in some way, and I was a little cool to it, but this puts a different complexion on it. So my purpose is that, just to suggest to you that if you get a chance tonight to get him off in a corner, it might be worthwhile. Just to listen to what he's got to say.
March in, band playing, shake hands, get through, go in, and then as you told, then you go in and have your demagogues. It's over. That's it. I'll watch March. We've about reached the point that we have communicated directly with them and directly with the Viet Cong.
Yeah.
Problem is not communicating. The problem is not they're not understanding our position or our not understanding theirs.
Oh, I know that.
We understand them and they understand us. Their position is they want this part of the world.
Oh, I know that.
We don't want them to have it. Their position is that they will not talk until they flip us and get us out and they think they can do it.
Sure, I know that.
They can't get out. So, each person comes up with some they can avoid killing, and we try. We involved in everything from unconditional discussions in Baltimore to policy. Now, this time, the Russians came in.
Mm-hmm.
They said if you could give us 12 days, we really think you can't do anything as long as you're bombing. Within 12 days, you could do it. Then 20 days.
Yeah.
Then to get their man out of Shalipin and get him out of Hanoi.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get him out, you got Tet on. Then when you get Tet out, then they start a propaganda saying, well, you ought to resume it all. Now, I had 20 congressmen and senators last night that said that really are representative of the people of the country. They began with Manfield and Fulbright on one side, and they go to McCormick and Carl Albert and Hale Boggs and Rivers and Jerry Ford and so on and so forth. Vote roughly 18-2. The danger is 18 are for using the resources of this country to win this war.
Mm-hmm.
Say when you're in war, you win or you lose. Now, we want you to win, and if you're not, we're not going to have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
The two say that if you don't, we don't have any program. We don't recommend anything except we tell you we don't want you to start bombing.
Yeah.
They just sit there and hunker up.
I know.
There is your position. And in the meantime, you just see 300 trucks rolling over the hill, fully loaded, 4, 5, 6-ton trucks, not coolies.
Sure.
Bringing men and supplies.
Mm-hmm.
He's fired 40 mortars into the Da Nang Air Base where I got 50,000 Marines, and they miss a 500,000-gallon POL thing that if they'd have hit it, they would have burned up 20,000 people.
Yeah.
It would have been an inferno. They missed it by a few feet, but one man did all that. And 50,000 were helping.
Yeah.
And I'm letting them come in.
Yeah.
Let them do it each day. And I'm trying to be cautious and trying to be patient, trying to be thorough, trying to try people. But we go to everyone. We've been back to Soviets now about 3 times. We've been to Hungarians, we've been to Poles, we've been to Yugoslavs, we've been to England, we've been to the Chinese. We've been to Great Britain back and forth, and they just run back and forth to Norway and to Peking and every other place. And each time, there's not a one of them that ever got a possibility that perhaps maybe a year from now they might talk.
Yeah.
They come back with the same message. They broadcast it publicly and they say it privately. We're going to kill every American soldier in South Vietnam.
Yeah.
And they can either leave or get killed. And
yeah.
They're going to stay there 20 or 30 years till we do it. And then you get people like Eisenhower calling me yesterday from California.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when are we going to fight? And
yeah.
You get people getting cables in from your generals and saying, you're making us go with one hand behind us. And when can we try to interrupt this supply that's coming in here that's feeding these folks?
Yeah.
And then you get your congressman to say, how in the hell can we get Great Britain and the Scandinavian countries and the rest of them quit shipping this stuff in there that we're friends? You're making them big allotments, helping them, coming to aid, and then they're supplying the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the damn network in this country is just awful. You
yep.
See what they started out on a campaign against resuming the bombing. They notified all their youth to start getting parades, getting meetings, going to college campuses, getting things of that kind. When Lynn came back, I got in 3 days, the same thing is going in the Senate.
Well, you know what my position is.
Fulbright has got the same statement that Lynn's got.
Sure.
And last night he, in this whole meeting, said, well, why don't the Russians solve it? The Russian ambassador gets them every night and makes them think that he's the greatest international statesman in the world.
Yeah.
He just pumps him full. And he comes in, I said, well, they told us they can't do a damn thing about it, and if they could, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's what they tell us now, that's a failure.
Yeah.
But I talked to Bill. I don't think I can't conceive of Ho Chi Minh, Mao Zedong, or anybody else believing any differently from what they tell us.
I think that's right.
We handed them the notice saying we are going to quit our bombing. We want to talk to you, and we'll talk to you on your 4 points, or on our 14th, or on any 40, any place. They took the document, spit in our face, and threw it back at us and said, we won't even read it.
Yeah.
Now, so we started the bombing again. And we waited 2 or 3 months more, and the SOC systems came in, and I finally held it just as long as we could. And McNamara spoke to the British military and said, well, we just about to prove to all the world that we are not, we've got sensors, that we're just not big bombing boys, and we don't want to pulverize, we don't want to use their weapons, we can't do gold water, and let's take advantage of this pistol. I turned it down 3 times, but they got Bunty, and they got Rush, and they got McIntyre, and they got everybody else, and they just figured, well, maybe the psychological value that will flow from the fall will be helpful. So, I agreed to go to Christmas 12 days, and then they got involved in Schlepp, and then they got involved in Tet.
Yeah.
It's on 33 days, and they're going to try and convict and impeach me for committing to war 200,000 men, and they're not committing to doing it. That's my great problem this morning. I don't know how much longer I can wait, number one. Number two, what in the hell am I waiting on?
Well, that's right.
They've given me my answer loud and clear.
Yeah.
Yet, I just hesitate to mash the button that says to the world, he's off again.
Yeah.
The race is on. I just hate to mash that button. So you do anything to hold up mashing that button.
Yeah.
But when you ask yourself, what are you waiting on? Well, if they had any hope, and I thought, well, perhaps they might say tomorrow that they would modify the 4 points, or that they'd meet and we'd talk about them, I could justify waiting.
Sure.
But, they are so powerful, so direct. Now, what can I do to go back
Well, you know what my position and Clark's position was and has been and is. That is, that was the whole trouble that I never saw, understood what the State Department fellas had in mind as the point to which this was leading. And still is that. I mean, so unless there's a next step that's pretty clear, I don't see this whole thing myself.
What?
I say unless there's a next, there's something tangible that they have in mind is likely to happen. I don't see it
Tuesday
myself.
Wednesday morning, on the 33rd day. Now, what do you think you do now?
I don't think you've got any option. I think you got to go in there and do some more fighting.
Well, if you hear these talks, not one of them said last night, said, now, you either do one thing, you either fight or run.
Yeah.
And we'll universally condemn you, and history will condemn you, and we'll despise you if you run.
Yeah.
But if you fight, we don't want any messing around fighting. We want you to fight. Well, I'm
yeah.
not going to do that.
Yeah. Well.
Simon, would you read your speech today and pick up the record?
All right, sir.
He just says, I'm glad that it's just a shame to be having involved China up to now. In effect, he wants to hit the car. He's a torture in.
Yeah.
I got a memo last night saying, when you resume the bombing,
oh, Lord.
I don't know about that, but you and my father now, and he must be a nightmare.
Yep.
What do you think the possibility of her getting on?
Well, I think it's a risk that's been inherent in this thing right along.
It's a risk. What do you
but think? I wouldn't precipitate it, no, sir.
Huh?
I would not go after China.
Well, I mean, what do you think the risks are when we resume our bombing program, get north of Hanoi, get in the critical area up there, interrupt the railroad between Hanoi and China, and things of that kind? What do you think the possibilities are coming across that Yalu like she did in Korea?
I think about 30%, maybe more.
And if she does, then we really need all of it.
Yes, sir.
Russia will probably come in too, won't
it? Yes, sir. Yeah. But there we are.
The thing that nobody's really discussed is really concerned. If I were in their place, I saw what we had for them. I had what we got in Korea and what we got in Vietnam. And how come I think I'd just be